Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim, whenever I've asked you how's life, you've always said life is winning. Thank you for dedicating your life to making sure the small business owner comes out a winner.
We sit on different sides of the aisle, and yet we have such wonderful conversations.
You're a tremendous resource to small business owners out there, and I'm proud to call you my friend. From one dinosaur to another, happy anniversary.
Welcome back. 7 to the hour, celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show in the third decade of the 21st century. Someone who's been with us now for 17 of those 22 and a half years is our good friend Chad Moutray, Chief Economist for the National Association of Manufacturers, NAM.org. Chad, tell us about NAM.
So we are 125 years old this year, founded in Cincinnati in 1895 on free trade principle. And we have 14,000 members, about 250 vertical associations, every state manufacturing association. So basically the largest.
And a whole bunch of small business manufacturers.
Dedicated to manufacturing. Yeah, about 90% of our members are small and medium-sized manufacturers. So yeah. They really make up the bulk of our membership, and as you know, I used to be chief economist at the SBA,
yeah.
So I've always had that affinity for what small and medium sized businesses are thinking.
Yeah, he sure does, folks. That's when we first met him. Hey, Chad, I want to quickly get to before we get to your crystal ball. We talked in the previous segment about redundancy, supply chain redundancy. I'm convinced that Wall Street pressured corporate America to put more money on the bottom line during some tough years back in the last 10, 12 years, that it made manufacturers and other companies push their supply chains into areas that were efficient, that were less expensive, put more money on the bottom line, but they weren't, that we now know, it's been revealed that hasn't been good for everybody. Won't Wall Street have to be a partner with corporate America in saying, okay, we expect you to show us what your redundant supply chains are so we don't wind up in this kind of situation before? What do you think?
Well, I think everyone has to be on board for that, and I think it has to make sense financially. It has to make sense operationally. COVID is going to change that conversation materially, as we just said, just because you can't rely on one source and then, you know, things go, you know, downhill and suddenly now the business is really just compromised. So I do think that everyone's going to be pushing for that, not just
Do you think that could become part of
policymakers, et cetera.
Almost corporate governance is going to say, okay, yeah, okay, I know that I've got your projections on what you're going to do, but tell us how you're going to protect us from a redundant standpoint. That's got to be part of the conversation, and I hope we can all keep the pressure on them, because it's not Wall Street's nature to do that. We're going to have to keep pressure on them as investors, if nothing else. All right, Chad, I know you got your crystal ball out there. You're shining it up. When you look at the next 6 to 12 months for manufacturing, I know that the current sentiment is off the charts, not good. But when you see us coming out of this quicker, you see it being midterm, long-term, what do you think?
I mean, I said before, I think this is going to be a check mark or a swoosh, whatever word you're going to use, recovery.
Yeah.
I do think, as I mentioned in the first segment, we are past the trough, right? So we are already starting to move in the right direction. But it's going to be a slow ascent, right? I don't think we're going to be back to normal, back to our pre-recessionary levels of output until at least 2022, right? So that shows you how long it will take for us to get back to where we were in January and February. But I also think we are going to see pretty sizable increases in output in the third quarter, right? I mean, we're going to see negative 32 probably percent GDP in the second quarter, but that's going to be followed by plus 16% in the third quarter.
Wow.
And fourth quarter. So
wow, that's a snapback, Chad.
It is a snapback, although you can do the math. If you're down 32,
yeah.
It's still not high enough.
Yeah.
But I do think, I mean, the numbers on the way down were jaw-dropping. The numbers on the way up are going to be jaw-dropping.
Mm-hmm.
But I think the damage is done, right? And I think that From a manufacturing standpoint, I do think everyone is ready to get back to that new regular. And I do think that, you know, you'll start seeing some improvements in the economy. Keeping in mind, though, that we're still not out of the woods, right? We're still going to have a labor market that's not anywhere near where it should be. People are still hurting, right? You still have one unique aspect to this recession is that it's primarily a service sector that's hit, and it's
right.
especially low income and disadvantaged groups that are hit. So
That's an excellent report. I told you he had a crystal ball, folks. I've seen it. It's beautiful. Hey, Chad, good job today. Will you come back soon?
Definitely.
Keep up the good work. Now more than ever, we need you. Chad Moutray, ladies and gentlemen, with the National Association of Manufacturers, NAM.org is the website. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blastingame, reminding you to believe in yourself.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.